Hello, Dog Days listeners and podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from Salt Lake City, Utah, where we had a wonderful drive. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting number 17. I misspoke. Yesterday was not 17. Yesterday was 16, of course, for August 16th. The reason is I looked at my watch, and I have two Pebble watches. They both have the same Elkar's Star Trek watch face. And for whatever reason, one of them displays the date with the year last, and one of them displays the date with the day last. So when I told you what day it was, I glanced at my watch, which shows the year last, and went, oh, it says 17. It must be the 17th. No, stupid. That's the year. So that's what happened there. And as for the audio problem the other day, that was on account of the headphones, the earbuds that I use, not being completely plugged into the microphone. I am using the Rode VideoMic ME to plug into my iPhone, and it has a little monitor headphone jack on the back. Now, how an incorrect connection on the earbuds could render the microphone useless is beyond me, but to be noted for future self. Always make sure things are securely connected. I think that's in the podcasting book somewhere. The Technorama Live is Technorama and Comedy Forecast Live, sorry, Clinton, is happening. In case you missed it on Clinton's Dog Days of Podcasting show, the Comedy Forecast and Technorama have been getting together for the last few years at Dragon Con. I think we just decided that, you know, since nobody was coming to our show and a few people were coming to Clinton's, we'd glom onto his audience and combine and save the podcasting track the terrible fate of having two low attendance shows in a row and spending all our time and effort. We could only do half a show this way. That was the thought anyway. So we will be doing this again this year with a whole whopping 2 weeks of notice again. We have at least begun the outline process and know what we're going to present. Some fun, familiar things from the past, some new things. It's going to be a riot. The exact information is 7 p.m. in Galleria 6, which is on the lower level of the Hilton. You'll find it. It's easy. So apparently we've been relegated to the basement. We'll say hello to Milton and his red stapler from there. There's a bling from Clinton. See, he just gave me this information moments before I hit the record button. As far as podcasting for dummy status goes, can't tell you how thankful I am to be married to the woman I am. She is just cranking through this stuff. While we were driving yesterday, we got chapters 6 and 7 and 8. Did we do 3 chapters yesterday? No, we did 6 and 7 yesterday. We turned in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 already, the editions. And it's little stuff. It's little stuff, but it can make a big difference. Like if it's in instructions and it has the wrong word, your instructions may be off if you're doing a step-by-step. If it's just in a paragraph, it could make the whole paragraph read weird if it's missing the word is or the. Or yours should be ours or theirs. It's just little things like that that are coming up. Some chapters, pretty darn clean. Other chapters, minefields. And it's not necessarily whether or not it's content from the first or second edition or brand new stuff from the third edition. It's all over the place. So it's been very helpful, actually, as we were driving, to have her read it to me, because it's tough to read step-by-step instructions or know when something is a tip or when it's a warning, but we got that clarified, and she would be reading something and go, that sounds awkward, and sometimes it's just, you know, doing a cold read, sometimes you read awkward. That happens to me, that happens to Craig, it happens to everybody who does a cold read. If you listen to Technorama, you'll hear it all the time. It actually helped in measuring the flow, because we said, hey, wait a minute, in this paragraph we're talking about writers and authors and writers and authors. And in the next one, suddenly it goes to movie celebrities and stunt people. And was that part of the flow? And then we realized, yeah, that it made sense to change it that way. So very helpful to read it that way. Haven't had a chance to do that because I know that T and I are still very close to the text. And you know, sometimes you got to take a step back and get that third person perspective. Very interesting. As we were driving up to Vegas yesterday, I said, hey, isn't Lake Havasu around here somewhere? And turns out it would have been about 2 hours out of the way because I have a sort of a bucket list of taking a picture on the current London Bridge, which is actually it's not the Tower Bridge. Don't get confused with the one that goes up and down and usually has the banners hanging from it like you see in the Olympics. Is it the Water Street Bridge? I can't remember what the name of the bridge is now, but I was on that in London a couple of years ago, and now I want to get a picture with the old legacy London Bridge that's in Lake Havasu. So they dismantled it brick by brick in London. Remember the old song, London Bridge is Falling Down? Yeah, it was falling down, and Lake Havasu bought it and disassembled it and reassembled it in Arizona, and I want to get a picture on that bridge so that I can say, hey, I was on both, and then maybe someday we'll get back there with Donna, and I'll have a picture of both of us on both bridges, and we'll put that in the family album. So just one of those kind of fun things. I also realized I did not give you a heart update from last year. During the dog days of podcasting last year, I was scheduled for a heart procedure. I'll give you the short story. It went well. We did that in October, I believe it was, or end of September, and it went very well, and everything came out all right. It was the procedure was easy, but the healing was kind of painful because after you get these catheters running through your femoral arteries and they had to go through the wall of my heart because unfortunately the electrical malfunction was on the left side, which makes it very rare but very harder to get to. And it was the healing, just laying in that dang recovery bed for hours and hours without being able to move. Sounds relaxing, it's actually painful. You wouldn't realize how much you squiggle and squirm in your sleep or just laying there, but when you have to stay still, it gets painful. It hurts. It that was the worst part. After that, pretty good. I did have to stay overnight because I was a little lightheaded. They were ready to discharge me the same day and went, let's take a walk around. And when I got my walk around, darn near passed out. So they said, nope, you're going to stay here overnight. By about 2 in the morning, I felt much better. It was just, I don't know what it was, a dehydration thing or whatever. But got back up on my feet in the morning, went home, and healed up. It was just fine. So that's that. Happy to be there. Happy to do that. One final note before I get into the DNC story. I think it was Tim was mentioning Boss Jock and how he has a problem swiping to pause. If you noticed a few of those earlier episodes of mine, the ending song got cut off because I swiped. I didn't know it was pausing. I was just getting ready to hit stop. And then I went, pause, stop. Oh, yeah, that's why I was doing that. So now I let the thing play out. And I know in the first year or two I was using Boss Jock, I had that problem where it would go swipe, and it wouldn't quite get all the way over, and it would just snap back. I'm like, okay, now the recording's done, the music's done. Swipe. Swipe, swipe. I had to do it like 2 or 3 times, but with a little bit of practice and being attentive to swiping it all the way to the right before you let go, it'll work. It'll work. Trust me on that one. Okay, into the DNC story from, which one was I doing? I've got message number 464. I'm going to give you 2 today. The first one's a little short, but it is an update based on a prior thread. This kind of feels like a soap opera where you get a little bit of this thread, a little bit of that thread, and there's a whole story in there somewhere. This is from May 21st, 1987 at 1321 Eastern Daylight Time. Subject is DNC Pictures. This is the follow-up to what happened to our pictures that we had taken. And you know what? I should scan those. I think I've got them scanned. I should post these pictures and you can see what the final outcome was. I've got a couple of them that we had prints made of. They're still around. These eventually turned into our engagement pictures. But here's, let's find out what happened after the pictures got taken. I just got a call from my brother in Appleton about the status of the DNC pictures. He doesn't have them. Bob, the photographer, still has them, and he will either mail the proofs directly to me or send them up with my brother. I will know more later. I wish I had taken care of them. I would have done all this by now. I would have had all this taken care of by now. Bummer. So we're waiting for those pictures to show up. And it sounds like he's either going to get me the proofs or the actual prints. I don't know if I still have the negatives to these pictures. It'd be fun to find them somewhere in a memory box somewhere. I'm sure I might have them. All right, second one is message number 469 from May 23rd, a couple days later at 14:35 Eastern Daylight Time. Subject is ID busy. I haven't logged in almost 48 hours. What a pity. How can I function as a sysop without calling every day? Throwback to the dial-up bulletin board days right there, folks. I have been with D Wednesday night, Thursday night, and all day Friday. Our relationship is maturing nicely. We talked about a lot of stuff yesterday. If most relationships fall apart on account of lack of communication, ours won't. I got to tell you, she's sitting right next to me, so I'm seeing if I can get any reaction out of her, because there's a couple of doozies coming up here. We talk about many things. Talking to D is like talking to my best friend. Mark. Mark and I have such an easy time talking to each other. It's like we share the same brain. That's debatable. There might be one split between us. As D and I get to know each other better, we find the same is true. We can almost tell what the other is thinking. Fortunately, we can't do that all the time and make conversation. And make conversation at quiet times by saying, "What are you thinking right now?" That will get a good one started most of the time. We are supposed to go up to her mom's camp tomorrow after I get off work on the boat. Since I have no other evening commitments, we can spend a lot of time together tomorrow, and we won't see each other today. I may not get a chance to log on Sunday, so any email or messages will be read and replied to first thing Monday. McCoy out. Well, I don't know if we ever got to the point where we can read each other's minds. I think she can read my mind, but there's no way I know what's going on inside her head. So we still have to talk. And we did a lot of talking on the ride today, mostly around the Podcasting for Dummies edits. But we are going to pick up our daughters. This is the fast forward from 1987 to 2017. We're going to pick up our daughters at the Salt Lake City Airport in a little bit. And it will be great to see them, our newly engaged daughter. Her fiancé is not in tow this time, but we've met him a number of times before. So Will, that's his name, Will. We will talk to you tomorrow, and let's see, who else's tagline can I steal? Tomorrow's another day, and God willing, I'll talk to you then. I don't know. I think I paraphrased that one, Nathan. Sorry about that. I'll steal someone else's again later. Thanks. Have fun. Take care, and talk to you tomorrow.